It's City Desk News and Views from City Hall, Biloxi. And today's in a very exciting show on location, but here to tell you all about it is the host of our program, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Hello, Vincent.
Good morning, William Sackett. It's Wednesday, October 4th, 10:38 in the morning. I'm here with Cecilia Dobbs-Walton, the Public Affairs Specialist for the City of Biloxi. But more importantly, we're joined on the town green in the midst of the Biloxi Downtown Cruising the Coast Block Party by His Honor, Andrew Fofo Gillage. What do you think of all these people in cars, man?
Oh, it's great. I mean, you know, why wouldn't you? Look at everybody. Everybody's smiling. You ain't seen anybody but no frown on anyone's face. So, you know, everybody's having a good time.
Can this thing get any more successful?
Well, I'm sure everything can get more successful. I mean, that's absolute. But, you know, relatively, you know, speaking, I think we could do some things to make it more graceful. But it's pretty hard to overcome where we are.
You had a statewide radio interview this morning on Super Talk with JT. What seems to be impressing him the most, and what did y'all talk about?
Well, you know, one key thing is that, you know, the whole coast is a part of this experience, and you know, he was kind of asking, you know, how this one coast thing and how this particular application of the cooperation is working. It's working great. You can see it. So from Pascagoula to Bay St. Louis, it's seamless, and this event is well done, and you know, sort of, if these were the kind of challenges we had throughout the whole year, we'd be in great shape.
Now, you have a muscle car yourself. What kind of car do you have?
It is a 1965 Chevelle Malibu with a 350 stroker engine. You know, it makes sense to you, right?
No, sir.
Anyway, so it's a, you know, 350 horsepower, 4-speed, you know, smoke the tires kind of car. Not that I do that, but
I was getting ready to say, it sounds like it could exceed the speed limit. Not that you would do that.
I'm assistant chief of police round and around here, so Michael Wills, with two stars. He's we're talking about, you know, the challenges that everyone had. That was the subject with JT too, was you know, what the traffic you know, challenges. And I said our crew is used to Mardi Gras like things, and there's no challenge for us. So, you know, we were very encouraged about, you know, the more the merrier here, and without really a lot of obstacles that are thrown our way.
Mike Wills, Assistant Chief of Police in the Biloxi Police Department. Y'all want everybody to have a great time whenever they're down here for Cruising the Coast, and your officers seem to be very tolerant.
Absolutely. This is a huge crowd this year. We're getting people in wherever we can. Mm-hmm. We're trying to get them where they want to be. Of course, we're pretty packed, as you can see around us. So, but we're working with them, and they're working with us. Everybody's having a great time.
I'm guessing the biggest advice to people is do not be in a hurry. Be patient.
Absolutely. They're realizing that around the Vieux Marché right now, but I haven't heard any issues. People know what's going on, and they're doing their best to cope with it.
Now, Mayor, we're going to switch gears just for a moment, because he mentioned a word that has been pretty much banished from our...
Taxes?
No. Vieux Marché, because we had a great presentation at the city council meeting yesterday about downtown restoration.
Right, and Howard Avenue. So that's a term, an invention from the 80s, and that we're going to say Howard Avenue, like you say Bourbon Street, like you say Beale Street, like you say a number of things with regard to what it was and what it's going to be. And you can just imagine, you know, the numbers and the crowds on Howard Avenue.
And by the way, you told me something about Michelangelo and how he did all of his masterpieces.
Well, you were bothering me about what this thing was going to be. And I said, you know, when Michelangelo did the Sistine Chapel, he started with a sketch. Then he filled the colors in. So that's what we're doing.
And the beauty of this plan is it's not just about Howard Avenue.
It's about the whole downtown, and the whole downtown that made this city what it is. So we're going to, you know, revitalize and literally, you know, invent again that that feeling, that welcome, that part of our 317-year-old brand name.
And whenever we talk about all of downtown, we're talking about Howard Avenue that goes all the way down to Porter and down towards Point Cadet. Exactly. But the beauty of it is a step-by-step plan that has a lot of funding to go along with it.
Well, it has multiple avenues that we're going to try and go down in order to pull this together. Again, we see some things, but how many times do things work out like it seems to? You know, so we, part of the anticipation is that if this doesn't work, something else will, and that's part of the, you know, the strategy.
One of the big things that was interesting is that, and I know you can't say anything in detail, but we've had a number of investors and developers already come forward just because of the initiative that you started.
Exactly. You know, we found a similar thing with the broadband, and broadband's part of this opportunity. You know, to do business in this world, in this global situation we find ourselves, you got to, you know, identify all opportunities, and people will see those as opportunities and do the things we want them to do as far as investigate and explore what could happen. You know, you see just around you right here in this downtown area what has happened. We're getting ready to open up a couple of new retail establishments in the old library that was previously our accounting department, and maybe one of our employees over there that was, she was camping out there. But anyway, again, you'll see even next year we'll see more growth. And we talked a little bit about that on JT's show, that, you know, we felt that there's no taxes, no need to, you know, because with the opportunities that we sensed just from the numbers that I reviewed, that the growth will overcome, the growth will overcome any kind of need to raise taxes, at least we hope.
Mm-hmm. Mayor, I got to put you on the spot. When are we going to see work going on the actual reconstruction and expansion of Howard Avenue?
This year.
Super. So there is a definite timeline, you think. And by the way, let me remind you, we're in October.
Yeah, this fiscal year. Well, we'll start this fiscal year.
Okay. And
that's how I think, fiscal year, not calendar year.
But one of the things that you did, one last question on downtown, you didn't just start from scratch on this. You kind of made South Mississippi Planning, Southern Mississippi Planning and Development District look at all of the studies that had been done in the past.
Right, and they pulled a lot of that together. Not all their studies, but other studies that had been done, and some of the photographs that said this is the footprint that we want to do, and just sort of reverse engineer what has already been, you know, done, and then we need to undo, if that's proper. And anyway, so that's I think that is more effective way to try to rechannel what we need to do.
You've been pretty plain on your feelings about what urban development did to downtown Biloxi.
Well, it's not just not me. The numbers prove that. Over 90% of the people who did some of these things about urban renewal reversed it. And while we, you know, right there on the trailing end of doing what needs to be done. You look at 20-year plans and 5- and 10-year plans that other cities like Charleston did, and they right off the rattle. Of course, Joe Riley did have, I think, a 50-year plan as mayor. So we're engaged in doing at least 5 years and then expanding that to 10 years down the road.
Joe Riley, the venerable mayor of Charleston, what is he, about 150 now?
I don't know, but he's done a good job. He just retired.
About historic preservation, well, yeah. And that's essentially what you want to do with this downtown.
All about his town, you know, whether it's preservation or innovation. It's all about the love of his town, like we do here in Biloxi.
You've been getting a lot of comments and actually compliments about how the city handles cruising the coast. That's got to make you feel good.
Oh, it does. But again, I'm just a little part of that. But you know, the chief here and everybody involved and all of, you know, the Main Street Biloxi and all the organizations that take the credit. They should receive the credit. So,
Mayor, I want to thank you very much for joining us. Any closing thoughts?
No, let's just have a good time. Pass a good time. Just
pass a good
be
time.
Careful. That's all. Be careful.
Okay. Thank you, Mayor.
All right, great. Thank you, Mayor.
Mike Wills, tell me, what is the what's the most challenging thing for the police department whenever it comes to cruising the coast? The most challenging thing?
Most challenging. Besides keeping people happy, I would say keeping the traffic moving and keeping the traffic off the roads that we already have open for pedestrians. And although people want to get down there bad, we got to balance that with getting them where they want to go with the safety of the people that are already filling the streets.
Now, I've seen the barricades out there in position in the center medians, and that is part of your traffic plan if and when you need to use it. What do you do?
Well, if traffic gets backed up to a point where it's almost to a standstill, then we'll shut down turnarounds. That way people will have to keep going east or west. The backups come into play when they try to get in the turning lanes, and they're waiting to get in the turn lane. That's when it starts backing up traffic. So it's at some point we may have to shut those down and just keep moving east and west.
Man, I'll tell you what, I passed by Edgewater Mall last night, and it was 4 and 5 people deep on that front beach watching those cars. Mike Leonard, you're a guy yourself that's got a classic car, so to speak. Chief Administrative Officer of the City of Biloxi, Mike Leonard.
Yeah, but you know, I sold my real antique this week, the military Jeep, and it's gone. But I've got a car that's not quite an antique, but I qualify since I'm an antique. So as a pair, we are an antique.
Now,
I'm telling you, really watching the weather pretty close here. You know, this is God's shining His light down here on Biloxi today. We have a beautiful, beautiful day, but the weather doesn't look so good as we move into the end of the weekend. And I would encourage anybody that's here to watch the weather. Keep an eye on the weather. We may have to start encouraging people to leave a little early.
But today, we're thinking about nothing but this downtown block party. And what do you think when you look out here and see all these cars and people?
And pretty girls.
Okay, so that's A number one for you. But it seems like they're drawn to this hospitality that they find in downtown Biloxi.
I sat and had coffee at Cafe La Beignet this morning with some gals, three ladies that drove their cars down here from Oklahoma. I'm amazed at the distance people drive these cars to get here. And they all have the same thing to say. It's, you know, what a great town. We love coming here.
Now, you just made a reference to something, the beignet shop. Mayor Gillich referred to that earlier. It's going to be a new business. It's an old business, but it's relocating to a historic city property. You've been working a lot on that, and boy, I bet you're excited to get some activity in that building, get it back on the tax rolls.
You know, first of all, let's start with beignets. You know, we used to have a great little cafe over at Mary Mahoney's. That was where everybody would go in when they were in town to have to experience the New Orleans beignet deal. And after Hurricane Katrina, they never opened up again. And we were all disappointed. There just wasn't a place in town to get a good beignet. And, you know, we're so close to New Orleans, it's just an interesting experience to have. And Cita LeCap, a lovely lady, and her group of lovely ladies run now the Café Beignet. Very, you know, the beignets are New Orleans style. The coffee is New Orleans coffee. In fact, they're planning on having their own Café Beignet coffee, trade coffee. And they're moving into our old library. The old library, a very historic building. And it's going to be right down this. You know, I'll be able to walk over from City Hall and have coffee now. But I think it's right on Lemieux Street, so it's going to be. I think more of the tourists will find them, and that's just great to see more and more businesses moving into this downtown.
When you look at mug shots and you look at Patio Fofo and Mike Wills, assistant chief in the police department, there was a new restaurant that opened up on the Loop.
Yeah, Southport on the Loop, just east of Ducate. They're should be open this morning and booming, hopefully.
Okay, Cecilia Dobbs-Walton, what's going on this weekend?
Of course, just cruising activities throughout the coast in Biloxi. Saturday, October the 7th, we have the Lighthouse Arts and Crafts Fair. There'll be over 50 vendors that'll be on the lawn and inside the building. So you can watch the cruisers go down US 90, and then you can shop with the vendors. That is this weekend from 9 to, I believe, 4. All that information, as always, is on our website. We'll have photographs of the Block Party Cruising event on our city Facebook page and our website. Of course, at biloxi.ms.us.
We also have video that's out there now about the downtown plan. You've heard a lot about it, but you can see a video presentation of a presentation that was made at the city council meeting last night. Gives you a lot of good details about what our goal is downtown. Anything else?
Just as usual, all this information is online.
Thank you.
You've been listening to City Desk here in downtown Biloxi. A plethora of old cars and sea of smiling faces. This has been City Desk, news and views from City Hall, with our host and co-listener, and inviting all of you to stay tuned every week. This is William Sackett speaking.